Come on in. Come on. Come on in.
Welcome, welcome.
The slow road to better.
Why do we do the slow road to better?
Well,
we've been lucky where we can talk about it to our friends, people here at the Stroke Comeback Center, but now then we can tell more people across the world to learn about it.
What is the it that we're talking about?
Aphasia.
Stroke survivors.
TBI people.
Life moves on.
Inspiration. Help listeners.
That our inspiration of a bridge of hope.
I love it.
Trying to help each other, a lifeline.
Part of it also is we started doing it. It's not because we just wanted to tell everyone to see what happened to us, but also we wanted to get better talking ourselves with the phaser, and we wanted to one day. Phaser's not leaving it, but we'd like to crush it a little bit.
Let's listen in.
Listen in.
Tom, do you want to get started or do you want to wait for Aaron? It's 100% up to you.
Doesn't matter to me. Might as well start.
All right.
Vacation, either before the accident or after the accident. That's what I'm doing. So anybody want to go first or you want me to go first?
I think we have to discuss it because I don't know what the vacation means.
All right, I'll go ahead.
We will discuss.
I had to get to Phoenix, and then we went up for a set. We went. I'm going to fish concerts, so that was it. What it was. So we drive from Phoenix, Utah, Idaho, and then Portland. So then my birthday was actually the 13th. So when we went down.
Happy birthday?
No, this was a lot. And we stayed at a friend's house, and she took us to some place, and we partied. And the next expert, that was my current. Oh God. Okay. So then the next day was Portland, and it was excellent. So we get Portland, and we get Gorge Theater, which is pretty. It's party there. You camp in the parking lot, so you get two things. Both are George Washington. Those were good. And then we went to Shoreline and Ventura and Desert Sky Phoenix, and then I'm done.
So I have a question.
Sure.
And I think Katie might have a question too. I don't know if she was waving. So you said you went for a fish concert, right?
Yes.
What year was this?
1998. Long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, because fish is not around anymore.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That's correct, but it's not as often, right?
Yeah. I don't see them anymore. I see them all. I probably saw them 130 times.
Wow.
That was my first West Coast run, though.
Okay. So,
they're definitely still touring.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. They're playing.
Okay.
Concerts in 2024. They're in Vegas in April.
Yep.
They're in Delaware in August.
Yep, that's a big one. I'm actually thinking about that one, but I might not.
Why?
it's a festival. So I'm thinking about going out and staying now, but I don't know, maybe.
It is. It's the whole fish festival. You got it.
A whole fish festival. Whole fish.
And then there's a couple other ones, but Delaware's the closest.
Yeah. I haven't seen them in probably 10 years or more.
Is there are there any fish songs that I know?
Bouncing around the room.
Fish. No, a fee.
Yeah. Yep.
Can someone sing it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Is it the fish? Is it the Broncino? Broncino?
Yep.
Oh.
That's
the Broncino. Yeah. Please catch them. Catch them, and I will pay you.
Oh, God. They're not quite the same as they used to be.
I would love it if you went to the concert in Delaware. You know, that would lean towards Kitty's prediction of travel, Tom.
Travel time. No. I have to rent a tent so I can sit like that. They have cots. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Well, if Chris can go camping, Tom, you can go to a music festival.
I don't want to sleep on the ground.
Yeah, but Chris slept on his inflatable mattress.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But it...
his deflated inflatable mattress.
I was going to say.
Might make it.
I like it. That sounds like a good goal.
All right, so now you've said before your stroke.
Yep.
What else? Because you now am trying to do surviving.
Yep.
So what are you not doing anything?
No, I went to the beach, and the beach was last year.
Okay. What about, I think you went to NASCAR.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So how was that?
That was awesome. Awesome. Just because I just got to go. I mean, I just wanted to go. But okay.
What is it about NASCAR or just a venture?
I'm not sure. What did you say?
A venture.
I like the NASCAR. The NASCAR. That's my favorite. That's it.
Okay. So you don't even care
about NASCAR? I love NASCAR.
No, I understand. But like, you don't care about staying there 1 or 2 days, 9 days, or whatever. You just like the NASCAR.
I went probably 20 times before I went caught hurt, and then I got only one after.
Very cool.
Your fish festival, is it you and your friend or you and your mom?
It wasn't my mom.
Your friend, right?
Yeah, and some girls.
Okay. I thought you were
alone. And what did you say?
your own.
Yeah.
Okay, your friend. Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you say about some other thing?
Your mom.
Just a friend.
No. Just I thought friend. You said girls.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Who is that?
What is your mom and your friend, yeah.
Two different things. The fish concert that Tom was talking about was years ago, before his stroke.
Oh.
Yeah. 1998.
All right. Now, does all of that make more sense?
Yes.
Okay. A favorite trip from the past and maybe an upcoming trip.
Well, I visit the Las Vegas in convention. I visit every year I visit convention to like trip and the food is free. The restaurant, the expensive sushi, the expensive so much food. I just pay the American Express. But now my American Express I'm no longer. But I will in MGM in Virginia, and I will ABCD. I am going to casino to pay black debt.
What company did you work for?
MGM. Me and Regina. Casino, so, right?
What company did you work for?
In the past?
Yeah.
Choice Hotel.
All right. In an casino. Okay.
So, I didn't realize that you were a card player, Kitty.
Yes.
Has anybody played blackjack with aphasia now?
Yes.
Okay, now that we want to hear about. How does that go?
I mean, so blackjack is easier because it's the 2 versus 9 and then 10 through king is $10 or 10.
Yeah. So and just adding.
Ace, mm-hmm. ace is 1 or 11. So it's simple math.
That is not always simple for people with aphasia, but go ahead.
Okay. But like there's games that are difficult, like craps, which is so difficult with no aphasia versus with aphasia. It is totally changed the dynamic for craps or poker is the hard thing also.
Okay, so hold on. So I want to give this podcast back to Tom because he's leading it.
Sorry.
But what I hear you saying is that if you are okay with adding that blackjack is not a terrible game to play because it's not that complicated.
Basically, yes.
Kitty, how do you do with blackjack now?
Like the dealer, I would think the dealer 90% and I pay 10% because the 1 to 21, like I just gamble like 20, 20, 20. But the dealer maybe 20, like, I would pay like 19. Like the dealer like maybe 18, 20, 21, just like or I pay 17. The dealer maybe 18, you know, just like.
So what I hear you saying is you still have bad luck whether you have aphasia or not.
Bad luck.
Got it.
I haven't played any gambling or played any games after the stroke, you know, but I would think it would be hard because I can't add the way I used to. So I would be like, if the table is full and they're like, and then the dealer is like, do you want me to hit? And then I'm like adding the, and I would be nervous now because the table is full and then she's asking me a question and I'm like, and then I'm like, wait, add it up in my head. No, you know, and maybe it's like 5 and then 8, you know, and then it's easy if I didn't have aphasia, but it's really hard because I have aphasia and I know what 5 and 8 are, you know, but, you know, it's 13, you know, but with all the people and everything, and 5 and 8 is the example because I knew it was 13, but I don't know any. And then what are the numbers, or no, what are the ace, and aces can be 1, it can be 10,
11.
Oh my goodness, I would just maybe hit.
So
say hit, and not even remember, you know, not even know if I was close to being at 21 or 21 and over.
It's well, difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I my casino, like maybe Tuesday, no one came. Like the older people came. And then I paid $5 the Tuesday or Wednesday, right? Not the Saturday, Sunday. And I pay older people, like maybe 2 older people, 1 older people. I sat down and the old woman and old man just, hi, nice to meet you. And then nice to meet you. And I just,
yes,
silent.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah. To go on a random Tuesday when it's not crowded and the tables are cheaper. That's a great idea.
That is definitely a good idea.
Hey, Tom.
Yep.
I don't know that Chris or Aaron answered your original question. I don't even know if Aaron knows what your original question is.
Vacation, either before the accident or after the accident.
Or both, ooh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I have so many vacation stories before the accident. Some I can't say, but then others I can say.
Wow.
The best vacation, or the top like 5. It's in the top 5, maybe the top 3 was Nigeria, because I got to see where my husband was from. It was a year after we got married, we went back to Nigeria, and I just loved it. But so the Nigeria is in the top 3, but
what do you see? What did you see there?
Oh, so I went to Lagos, Nigeria, and I it was like a family trip. So it was like, you know, family, 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 and then maybe 3 days where we went out to see, you know, like the beach. Like it was Lakey Island, and I didn't know Nigeria had a beach, you know. I was just like, what?
I actually have no idea.
And so, but I would say Thailand was my the vacation in the top three, because I went on a elephant reserve, and I got to take care of the elephant. It was a no ride elephant reserve, because the elephants, I didn't know that, but the elephants, they break the elephant's back to put the cushions or the seat on the elephant, so that, that way it will be nicer for the people. And I'm like, what? So
so every elephant reserve,
I don't know if it's every elephant. I just know that the elephant reserve in Thailand educated us on what Thailand does to their elephants, you know, or the and the harm it could cause an elephant. And I was just like, I did not know that. So I
But you'll ride it again.
No. I went to a elephant, like a no ride elephant reserve. So I didn't ride the elephant. I was I took care of the elephant. I fed him, gave him a bath. It was Boomy. Boomy was my elephant for
Boomy?
Yes. 2 days I had Boomy. I went to the elephant reserve. I slept there and everything. And I had Boomy.
Nice.
All right.
Before I visit in Nigeria, because my friend Mary, my friends was married, and she born in Nigeria, and all the bridesmaid and the groomsmaid visit in Nigeria, and all the Nigeria's family and niece just so kind, you know. And now my friends call and the family and niece, all of the friends, oh, how is Kitty doing?
Yeah.
Just so kind, you know.
And then my one that I did after the stroke was Orlando, Florida. And it was after the stroke in 2021. And no, it was in, yeah, maybe it was in 2021. And I loved it. I loved it because I was in Disney World, and I wanted to get a scooter to drive in Disney World, and the scooters were rented all out. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And so they said you could do the waiting list. So I did the waiting list and I was number 100 on the waiting list. And so I was just like, okay.
So basically, there's no way.
The scooter was available at 9 o'clock. Oh no, 8 o'clock at night. And so I was just like, I registered for the scooter at 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
And so and then they said that we have wheelchairs, manually push wheelchairs. And I was just like, I didn't want to do a wheelchair because my husband had to push Adenike in the stroller. So I couldn't do a wheelchair. So I walked, and it was, and I walked throughout the park. I had
my
Fitbit on me. So I was just like, I walked for like 20 miles, like, wow. You know, because it was 10 a.m. to when the park closed. But I took breaks.
That's still a long time.
Yeah. But I did not know I could do it. You know, I was just because, and I was so proud of myself for walking, and this was like 1 year after my stroke, or a year and a half or whatever, and I was so excited,
exhausted.
And, yes, but exhausted. But I was just so excited and that I could do it. Now, the next day, the kids and I were at the pool all day because of my legs.
Yeah, probably.
That's good. That's good.
Aaron, did you find out how to reserve a scooter in advance? Is there a way to do that?
No. First come, first serve. But Disney World has, what is it? If you went to Disney World or any of the theme parks, you should get the first come pass to go in line first. And it is, you can do it online because we all have disabilities or whatever, you know, so it's like an accessible pass, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, I figured mm-hmm. Disney had to have some sort of accessibility accommodation.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Chris, don't even look at the smirk on his
you
face.
You have to do it in advance. You can't do it the day of the Disney World because it has to be done in advance because you have to physically, like, or virtually go speak to a agent to, you know, see you and everything and every, yeah. But it takes like 10 minutes, you know, for the pass.
Well, if there's any benefit to having a stroke, I kind of feel like you should get it. So there you go. All right, Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Anyway, so Hershey Park is the exact same. You get a scooter and you have, you know, 9 rides that you can't, and you have 11 that you do, and they basically said you can exit, and basically the first guys will escort you all the way wherever you want for the ride. I'm like, okay. So I did the first seat, all of the ride. I mean, it's all, anyway. So honestly, my vacation is the exact same before and after. It's called Ocean Reef down in Key West. And it's just a warm. We get a golf cart everywhere. You even have like a spot that is not a car. It is a golf cart. And we even have handicap golf cart throughout the Ocean Reef. And so before my accident and now, it's just it's a great place.
Chris, before you got your driver's license back and you went to Ocean Reef, is that what you called it?
Yep.
Did you drive the golf cart?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tom, for leading our podcast today. And with that, we're going to wrap it up on this episode of Our lawyers made us say this.
Disclaimers.
What about disclaimers?
Your opinion, the group opinion, is not valid. Well,
it is, but
it's valid, but I'm having a disclaimer so that we don't get in trouble.
Yes.
Doctors.
Doctors. Who's doctor?
Theirs.
Their
doctor.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So if people hear something on this podcast, you should ask your
doctor.
Doctor.
Amen.